Welcome inside the Taco Bell studio. I'm Matt Taylor, joined alongside Kevin Bowen from Colts.com. He's our resident insider. And boy, what a day it's been for the Colts today on this first day of free agency, the first day of the NFL new year. And as we tape this right now around 6:30 Eastern time, there are so many things to get to with the Colts. They made a plethora of moves today. In case you may have missed some of those, we'll quickly run them down for you, and I guess we'll work here in inverse chronological order. The most recent move that the Colts made that came out about 5 minutes ago, the team re-signed unrestricted free agent running back Ahmad Bradshaw. So not a lot of experts predicted this to happen, but the Colts went ahead and pulled the trigger on bringing Ahmad back, and it's great to see because last year, especially early in the season before his neck injury flared up again, Ahmad showed flashes of brilliance, especially in that road game against San Francisco when he ran the ball like an absolute animal. Just before that, the team announced a new deal with Vontae Davis, and the Indianapolis Star is reporting that that deal is worth, it's a four-year deal, and Vontae Davis very excited to come back here with Indianapolis, and Coach Pagano and Ryan Grigson made no bones about that in the offseason throughout this entire free agency process that Vontae was a huge priority for them. So good to see that deal get done, and it's huge for the Colts defense because Vontae is certainly one of the better cornerbacks in all the NFL. Earlier before that, the team signed unrestricted defensive end Arthur Jones, who was formerly of the Baltimore Ravens. And this is a big get for the Colts because Arthur Jones is reportedly a very versatile player. He can come in, play defensive end, defensive tackle, also play a little nose tackle if the Colts need him to. A very familiar player with the 3-4 defense, very familiar with Coach Pagano and his systems as Chuck Pagano was his defensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens. Before that, the team signed Adam Vinatieri back for two more years. So Adam Vinatieri will close out his illustrious career with the Indianapolis Colts, likely. So good to see him back as he's still showing no signs of age, knocking him down with relative ease from great distance and with the game on the line. A couple days ago, we signed defensive end Fili Muwala back for one more season. Outside linebacker Cam Johnson signed a tender with the Colts. Outside linebacker Justin Hickman agreed to a contract extension, and the team also promoted Brad White to assistant linebackers coach. And certainly, last but not least, Colts fans can get very excited about Sergio Brown coming back, the Colts backup safety and special teams ace who was a huge part in the Colts' success last year in 2013. And factors to be a integral part in 2014. Sergio joins us now. And Sergio, first off, congratulations. Thank you so much for your time. And let's just start right there with the new contract. How excited are you to be coming back with the Indianapolis Colts, at least for another season?
You know, I'm real excited, man. It's what I wanted, and I'm glad we was able to come to terms and get something that make both parties happy. You know, it's we've been taking steps since I've been with the Colts, and we plan to even get even better and do even more next year.
How good does it feel right now as the relief of free agency is off your shoulders and you can kind of just breathe a big sigh of relief and concentrate on what's important, and that's getting ready for the 2014 season?
You know, it feels fantastic. Fantastic. It's the first time I've been I was able to touch the free agent market, and like, You know, it's always a lot of emotion and speculation, and it's a real, real anxious time for me. So, I mean, for it to be over with, I mean, I'm ecstatic about it.
Sergio, we've talked in the past about Brant Boyer and how he's been a big help with you, and he's a guy that kind of carved out a career on special teams, you know, 10 or 12 years in the NFL. Just how special is that to you, that you have really found a role, found a niche as one of the elite gunners in this league and have turned that into a pretty productive NFL career?
You know, I think it's wonderful. I think it's great. I think it's great that I was able to do what I did in the special teams realm. But to be honest, you know, I'm trying to take the next step, and I'm trying to use that as my basement and hopefully contribute even more to the Colts organization this year.
And I got to ask you about Pat McAfee back in the fold as well. You guys formed one of the best duos really in the NFL last year, set a franchise record with 27 punts down inside the 20-yard line. How nice is it to have the boomstick back?
It's great to have the boomstick back. You know, he's an outstanding person, a great punter, and you know, a great player.
Before we get into safety talk, Sergio, can you kind of take fans through what a normal punt is like for you when you're out there on an island? There's really no rules. You're double, you're triple team, hand fighting, you're being pushed out of bounds. Can you kind of take fans through what it's like the moment that ball is snapped and the only thing that you are thinking of, where's that ball and I got to go down it?
Yeah, I mean, when you're getting double that gunner, it's probably one of the most hardest positions on the field. And it's crazy because there's no rules. Only thing they can't do is they can't hold you, you know? They can't take you to the ground.
They're not supposed to hold you.
They can grab you. It's like it's no rules. So you have to find a way to get past those people. And it's like whatever your strength, whatever you can do, I mean, there's no rules.
Sergio Brown is our guest here inside the Taco Bell studio. I'm Matt Taylor with Kevin Bowen, insider from Colts.com. And congratulations once again to Sergio for coming back to the Colts next year. And let's talk about you on defense now. Antoine Bethea just signed a deal in San Francisco. Do you have an early idea yet on how his departure might affect you at all on the defense? Does that give you a little bit more of an open door, another opportunity to get on the field more often once we get into OTAs in April?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely opens up more opportunity for me. And I mean, Antoine was a great player for the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm happy for his deal and everything that he's done for the organization. But, you know, it attracted me to come back to Indy when you figure out that Antoine might not be back, because it has more opportunity for me to grow as a defender. You know, I mean, just to be honest, like if LaRon and Antoine are there, those are the two starters.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Antoine isn't there, it's able for me, Delano, and whoever else is out there to compete, you know what I'm saying, for that other starting spot. You know, and it's just really it's really exciting for me, and I'm sure it's exciting for Delano as well to really go out there and try to show everybody, and definitely everybody in the Colts Nation, what we have to offer to be a starting safety in the NFL.
Sergio, I'm sure the team goals haven't changed. You've been a guy that's been blessed to be on playoff teams virtually every year in the NFL that have made some deep runs in the playoffs. But individually, where do you kind of want to take the next step now that you are having a new contract and you're staying in Indy? Obviously, you're still going to be a great gunner, but individually, where do you want to take the next step in your career?
I want to do everything I can do to help the team, but ultimately, I want to contribute and show the Indianapolis Colts I have what it takes to be a starting safety in this league, and I want to go out there and I want to compete and I want to be a difference maker, just like I was on special team, but now on defense.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of great pieces coming back next year. Yourself and Vontae Davis, some new additions already announced in the fold. DeQuell Jackson to come in and play linebacker. Arthur Jones from Baltimore will come in and play some defensive line. This could be a really good defense next year, Sergio. What do you think the next step is for this defense in 2014 with some really good players?
I mean, you know, Coach Pagano being a defensive coach and the great defensive coach we have on the staff, you know, it's really just building off of last year, yeah, building more team camaraderie and doing everything we did at the beginning of the season, and really building off of it. You know, since I've been there, we made it to the first round of the playoffs the first year, second round of the playoffs the second year. You know, and once we just want to tackle the division, we want to sweep the division. Once we win the division, we need to work on home field advantage, you know, and when people come into Indy and try to play in that blue hole, it's really crazy, you know, and once we do that, I mean, the sky's the limit. We want to host that Lombardi Trophy and do all those great things, but of course it starts on defense. If they can't score, they can't win.
No doubt about that. Sergio Brown, Colts safety here, joining us inside the Taco Bell studio. Sergio, we can't thank you enough for your time. Congratulations once again, and we can't wait to see you on the field in April on OTAs and moving forward to training camp and start winning football games in the fall.
I can't wait either.
All right, that again is Sergio Brown, Colts safety and special teams ace. We thank him again for his time. We also thank you for listening to this special podcast here in free agency. And again, as we've told you, Ryan Grigson is one of the more courageous and bold general managers in all the NFL, and that guy certainly knows what he's doing as far as putting together a very good football team, and that is what this 2014 Colts squad is shaping up to be. Certainly a title contender. Free agency just started. The Colts already made a ton of moves, and we're expecting more moves to come and the dominoes to start to fall day after day. So you know where to go. You're in the right place. Stay here on Colts.com for the latest on free agency and all things Colts. For Kevin Bowen, I'm Matt Taylor. Thanks for listening.